You know how the date for a momentous event can become shorthand for what happened? For Nice, it'll be 7/14. For us, 9/11. In Turkey, it's July 15th. A year ago, a military faction attempted to overthrow the elected government. The coup failed, and a crackdown on suspected coup supporters continues. As for July 15th, it's a holiday now, but not everyone in Turkey is celebrating. Alexandra Locke has the story from Istanbul.
The cobblestone pier in Ortaköy is full of tourists and locals. They're aiming for that coveted selfie with an Istanbul icon, the Bosphorus Bridge. Or is that the July 15th Martyrs Bridge? That's the official new name, in honor of those who died during last year's military coup attempt. In daily life, though, the name depends on who you ask.
I hope July 15th is remembered so that the martyrs aren't forgotten. That's why they changed the name of the bridge, and I think it's good.
To me, the old name was nicer. It's identified with Istanbul.
The new name comes from a dramatic showdown on the night of the coup attempt, when ordinary civilians marched on tanks blocking the bridge. One of them was 20-year-old Batuhan Ergin. He lost his life that night. Batuhan's father, Ahmet Ergin, found these videos on his son's phone. Batuhan is on the bridge, shouting, "Soldiers, back to the barracks." He looks exhilarated, like he can't believe his eyes. His father keeps the videos on his own phone now.
The last time I spoke to him, I said, "Batuhan, my son, come home." The night of the coup attempt, he went to the bridge with his friend. He fought against the soldiers there. And that night, he became a martyr with one bullet to his heart.
The government named a school after Batuhan, and Ergin says their street and the bus stop will also be renamed. Ergin says he tries to take comfort in all these things to honor his son, but he's still grieving.
Feels like yesterday to us. I can't believe how it's been a year.
July 15th is now part of Turkish history, and the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan wants to make sure people never forget. It's unveiling new monuments this week, and it's already renamed schools, mosques, bus stops, swimming pools, even an entire neighborhood, all in honor of July 15th. Some Erdogan supporters are even calling the coup attempt the Second Independence War. To say I've heard this song 100 times in the last year is probably a low estimate. It was a campaign song once, but now it's an anthem. Erdogan's supporters had it on repeat last year for weeks at public rallies, celebrating his role in the victory for Turkish democracy. Asla Aydintashbaş is a columnist with Cumhuriyet. That's an opposition paper, and currently 12 of its journalists are in prison.
The government is changing the name of all these places because it's an effort to rewrite the history of the republic. Nation building is essentially about creating myths, flags, stories, heroism, martyrdom, etc. And we are seeing it in the works.
Erdogan has long had a vision of what he calls a new Turkey, where Muslims can make religion part of public life. That's in direct conflict with the staunchly secular vision of Turkey's founding father, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. Aydintashbaş says it's a tragedy that the coup attempt didn't unite people, and she thinks Erdogan's ruling party, the AKP, has polarized the anniversary as well.
And that's really sad because this coup was not just about AKP. It was essentially a move against Turkish democracy, and therefore Turkish people of all stripes should have been celebrating its defeat.
July 15th led to a mass purge aimed at alleged supporters of the coup attempt. Over 100,000 people have been fired from their jobs, and some 50,000 have been arrested. Most say they had nothing to do with the coup. It all makes for a strange atmosphere for a new holiday when so many people feel there's little to celebrate. A year has passed, but there's still no consensus on this latest chapter in Turkey's history, no matter what you call it. For the world, Alexandra Locke, Istanbul.